we believe the Bible's right, and we'll give you, to our best of our ability, a Bible answer. But then what are we to do? Search the Scriptures daily to see if these things be so. Acts 17:11. So if you'll study with me along this line, instead of listen to catch me in my words, Luke 20, verse 20, then we'll all gain from this. I will always give you what I believe is the proper Bible answer. But I've learned through the years more as the years have gone by, and I've gone back and retraced some steps, and I've changed some convictions I once held very strongly because the Bible wouldn't allow me to hold on to them for prejudicial and personal reasons. So again, if you understand the focus, the framework, what we're trying to accomplish, you won't sit there and if I say something you don't believe you agree with, sell up and pout, but to think and go home and study the Bible. Paul said, the elders of Ephesus, brethren, I commend you to God and the word of his grace. And that's what we're doing. We'll give you what we believe is the right Bible answer, but we don't claim to have all the answers. We believe the Bible does. And if we continue to study as we should, then I think it'll be helpful to all of us. And remember to continue to hand me Bible questions. A lady handed me one just before Bible study, I believe it was today, and it's a many-faceted subject, and we'll get around to that. But any time you want to hand me a question, write it down on a piece of paper. Don't just give it to me. Why do I miss talking to my mother and dad on the phone twice a week? Every Sunday night and every Wednesday night or Thursday night, for years and years and years, Iris and I called Abilene talking to my mother and dad. Why did I do that? I miss their voice. I miss them now. I wish I could hear their voice one more time in this life. I talk to them. I commune with them because it helped me. They stayed in touch with me because evidently me being a gospel preacher helped them, and Iris is their daughter-in-law and so forth. But we stayed in touch that way. Communication is by telephone. And then we did pray for one another when we weren't talking to each other. But the point is, it's natural for us to communicate with those we love. And in regard to God who made us, prayer is one of the great ways. Another is for us to study his word so he can talk to us through his word and we can talk to him through prayer. But I don't know the whole purposing of prayer. But I know I pray because he told me to. It does me good. Someone says, oh, it's just a psychological matter. I'm not calling it that. I'm just saying it does me good to pray. And if I ever really pray like I should and empty myself before him and honest before him, it's really sort of a purging thing. It's really good. One more time, and I'm not being unkind, brethren. In this congregation, we need to learn how to pray better and more fully and more thoroughly. Not just go through the motion saying I prayed and saying the same old every Sabbath day for years to hear the voice of the prophets. And when the one whom the prophets foretold was coming, the Messiah, you crucified him. They didn't like that a little bit, but he told them the truth. So if you have any biblical question bothering you, you'd like for us to discuss, has to do with Christianity, we'll do our very best to answer it. Let us pray. Father in heaven, for the searchlight of thy word, thy holy, precious, eternal word, we thank thee, we praise thee. For the gift of thy Son, the living word, we do not have words strong enough to convey our love for his goodness, his perfection, and thy revelation of thy will through him. We're thankful for the golden opportunity to be members of the body of Christ. May we be more zealous, more ardent, more determined than ever before to put the kingdom of God first in our lives, to strive diligently as a partaker of the Lord's Supper today, to remember the Lord's death till he comes again, to proclaim that death in the observance of the Lord's Supper as we draw near to what happened at Calvary at Golgotha, the place of the skull. Help us day by day to increase in our desire to be more like the Christ and to tell others about his beauty and splendor. We seek the forgiveness of our sins. We pray for the rulers of the whole wide world. We pray the truth may dominate in the minds of people, that weapons of warfare and anguish will be put aside, and the Prince of Peace, through thy holy word, will guide and direct the lives of men everywhere. Help us to seek peace and pursue it, to be more and more like the Christ, the Prince of Peace, in whose name we pray. Amen. We now extend the Lord's invitation. It's his and not ours. If you've never been baptized into Christ, now is the moment. If you've done that but wandered back to the world, a wayward child of God was told in Acts 8, repent and pray God, that perhaps with all thine heart may be forgiven. And he said, you pray for me. So prayer plays a part in the restoration of an erring brother or sister in Christ. Prayer is a wonderful thing. If I cannot explain all of its virtues and all of its reasons, I know it's good, and we need to pray more, not less. Let us stand and sing.